flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Live from New Orleans, Flight by Yuengling presents Sports Radio 610 on Radio Row. Here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
Yeah, you are in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. John Lopez, Reginald Atitula. We got Byron Matthews handling the ones and twos back in Houston because we are out here at Super Bowl Radio Row in New Orleans. Thanks to Flight by Yuengling being our presenting sponsor for this. And I can tell you who already is going to be one of the winners in these winners and losers that we are doing here.
I can tell you one of the losers.
Okay, well.
We might be on the same wavelength here.
Yeah, perfect. So, yeah, 713-572-4610. I feel like I should have been saying that all day, but that's always the place to text in. Let us know your thoughts, who you thought were winners and losers on the weekend. There's some big ones that are obvious, but one of the winners of the weekend is B. Scott, the way he's tearing up these wings right now. He is happy to be here.
All right. So,
but we're all, I think every Sports Radio 610 have been winners this weekend, man. It's been fun.
We were on the same wavelength. Hold on a second.
Okay.
Because one of my losers was going to be wings. Like, the wings are losers this weekend because not only B. Scott, who's, who actually should be a meme. I mean, it was like one of those scenes.
Just wait. It'll happen.
One of those scenes out of a, like an old Seinfeld when the kid's eating the ice cream and all that stuff. Boy, he's really going in there.
I am not opposed. I'm not opposed.
And then I just found out our program director, Parker, Hugh Douglas, what was going on, Figgy?
Yeah, so Hugh Douglas was like, hey, who is that guy? Is that your producer? He was effing the wings up.
Check that out on Sports Radio 610 Instagram. You can find it. It's hilarious.
Oh, you saw it? It's there, too?
Yeah. Hilarious.
Man, wings are losers with this group.
Unless you count being inside of my tummy or Parker's tummy being a winner. Yeah, I would agree with that.
I feel like people going to know this station as the wing station.
That's right.
We're doing Houston Proud.
That's station. Be effing the wings up.
I'm not opposed at all. Look, I'll tell you this. I am doing better than I ever have in my life, like in terms of like just, job and finances and everything. I will never get to a point where I'm going to pass up free food.
Oh, who does?
And not eat the free food with like a certain level of eagerness and vigor
exactly.
And excitement
exactly.
And enthusiasm.
That makes
and
you
gratefulness.
Normal. That makes you normal.
No matter how much money I ever make in my life, yeah. I will always behave that way.
Hey, man, free food, I appreciate it. I think I would like to be that as well. But, yeah, and Hugh Douglas, he knows something about some wings, man. That is a former NFL defensive end. He hosts
and he was impressed by our guy.
Yeah, he hosts on our sister station in Philadelphia sitting right next to us. So, yeah. Yeah, he was impressed. Somebody said, is he eating the Don Julio wings? Oh, not yet. I forgot that.
That's on the table.
That is something that we still have to do.
That's on the docket.
I forgot
about
that.
We haven't gotten that far yet, man.
All right. We still got stuff to do.
We're going to go as a family.
Yeah. Yes, we will. We will. We will find time. But how about let's actually dive into the winners and losers of the weekend. Text in if you have any winners or losers of the weekend. I'd like to start here. College basketball, in fact. Big 12 top dogs were losers on the weekend. On Saturday, in particular, you had the three highest ranked Big 12 basketball teams, men's basketball teams, all lost. Baylor defeated Kansas. Now, that was in Waco, number 11 Kansas at that. And then, unfortunately, University of Houston fell to Texas Tech at home in the Love You Blue jerseys.
Dude, it was a terrific game. It was as good a college basketball game as you can see. I don't know how much y'all saw. I happened
watched
to be,
all of it.
Yeah,
or a lot of it,
I happened to be locked in because I was just chilling at home, you know, cooking and stuff. And I just sat down after a while, like, wow, this is next level.
And it was a tight game all the way through.
And good storylines, too. Coach gets thrown out and all that stuff.
A lot of us were at, and I say us, I'm talking about media corps, press corps, folks you would know. We were there at the Toyota Center, the media eating area, watching it on the screen. Like, we had the wrong damn game.
Yeah, exactly.
We had the wrong game. This is the Houston basketball game to be at tonight.
Best player out, coach gets thrown out.
Yes, the Texas Tech.
Big shots.
4 minutes into the game, there is a pass by Texas Tech's best player, except as he does, he gets a little Draymond. His leg gets a mind of its own, and he kicks a cougar in the manhood. And so that got him out of there. Flagrant two, boom, you out of here.
Yeah.
And then the coach, I guess, decided that he had to go to bat for his mans. He gets thrown out of here. And yet and still, they are able to maintain, what is it? Like, it was like a four-point game for the entirety of this thing. Largely with Texas Tech up. And then late in the game, this is the thing that got me. Late in the game, you had the Cougars actually flip it, and they were leading by four. Ultimately falling this game, so they end up being one of those top dogs. And then Kansas State defeated Iowa State in quite an upset there at Iowa State. Iowa State, this particular matchup between Kansas State and Iowa State, I don't think that Iowa State had lost to Kansas State at home in like 15 years.
Yeah.
And so Big 12, I mean, it's always been a great basketball conference, and this is the reason why. Top to bottom, it's usually pretty good.
And as far as the UH game, what, 33-game home win streak?
Yeah.
18-game
Big 12 win streak.
Snapped.
I think there were two game-tying threes in the final minute by the Texas Tech. That was
absolutely
really good.
An underrated loser within your loser there?
I did want to mention just with Houston, oddly enough, new AP poll came out. They moved from 6 to 5.
I don't have a problem with that.
So is this a good loss? One of those good losses?
Yeah. I'll take it.
One of those beneficial losses?
Yeah.
No, an underrated loser in your loser there, fairness. Because to me, you kick a guy in the man parts and then your coach defends it. That team don't deserve to win.
Yeah,
they don't deserve good things.
That's right.
So fairness and the right thing happening.
Well, I know
it was a loser.
I know karma will somehow get back to this, because one thing I maintain very strongly is that nut punchers shall never prosper. And so, like, in this instance, the iteration is kickers, but the prospering will not happen. Like, this is why Chris Paul has never gotten a ring. Like, it will never, they shall never prosper.
I like that theory.
I subscribe to it.
Yeah.
There is a faith that I have in this, and it is a central tenet of my life. Another loser, we were saying that, you know, at the house that we have in NOLA, that, you know, all the Sports Radio 610 personalities and employees are hanging out at, we were watching the Grammys, and a loser is indeed Aubrey Drake Graham.
Yeah.
As Kendrick Lamar wins.
Clean sweep.
The diss song that he wrote about Drake now has him, like, three Grammys just off of that alone. Plus, remember, within a week, he'll be performing that at the biggest biggest live performance that there is in American culture.
He actually went 5 for 5.
So
he got, my man got 5 Grammys. Off of that song,
off
man.
Of a diss song, man.
And, well, not just a diss song. Like, let's just call it what it is. It has become like,
can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built. It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right?
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Popular, culturally popular to call this man a pedophile, and we have no evidence to suggest that he's an actual pedophile, but everybody feels okay saying
because
it, and nobody's mad at anybody for saying it. It's just like, yeah, a minor, yeah. And it's just like everybody's just into it. I'm like, wow, that's really being a loser.
Taylor
like,
Swift,
we get to call you a pedophile, and nobody has any repercussions.
Taylor Swift was dancing to the song.
Yeah, did you see the video that she's singing the lyrics and everything?
Yeah, and despite
the
fact
Kendrick said so,
despite the fact that he's been, I don't want to use the wrong language here, that he's been Drake, that is, has been like gas boosting her up.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
He's been Drake has been boosting Taylor, and she's still like, nah, A minor, let's go.
I think also the additional part of him being a loser when it came to this particular Grammy situation. Did you notice what Kendrick Lamar was wearing? I don't know if anybody saw it.
I didn't know until I read about it.
Yeah, Kendrick Lamar was wearing a denim on denim outlook.
Right.
Yeah. Or look. He
and
had
they
a
call
denim
that,
jacket, yeah. Denim, obviously jeans. What is that called?
Canadian tux.
I did not know that.
It is called a Canadian tuxedo.
I didn't know that until this morning.
That is what people refer to it as. And the notable Canadian.
Dude, that is so good. Now that I know that.
Yeah. He's a very petty individual.
Yeah. Now that I know
petty
that.
Petty and clever and can rap. Terrible combination
that makes
for Drake.
That makes it a lot better. I mean, not that I'm taking – I mean, it's just the whole concept of what's going on.
Bomani Jones had a tweet, formerly ESPN. Bomani Jones had a tweet, man, I'm so glad that my ops can't rap.
That's right.
Same.
Yeah, like, what is the skill that if your enemies had, it would make you the most terrified? Because I feel like being able to rap is up there because like there's like a social ability to drive you down.
Well,
there.
A comedian,
like actually comedian, yes, exactly. Yes, is a good one.
Aside from the obvious of being, you know,
being able
to a kung fu fighter,
that was yes.
But like, yeah, a comedian or a
Brazilian jiu jitsu is the one. That
I think
I'm
those are the right
have.
Answers.
Yeah,
those are the ones that'll destroy you.
Yeah,
don't want those. Yeah. Don't want those problems.
Yeah.
I feel like Grant Zabel, like the offensive lineman for that played in the Senior Bowl.
Oh,
now you got me.
It's Gray Zabel, I believe is his name, just to make sure. But like, he got so much love
over
the entirety of last week, and then into this this weekend rather. Mm-hmm. I think that he's been a winner. Absolutely, this is a dude who has played at North Dakota State. That is not a hotbed
That's
of offensive
line. The one we were
line.
Talking about last week a little bit.
I mean, you've heard him a lot. I know that John Harris even talked about him with Payne and Pendergast last week. This dude he played at North Dakota State, and he is looking like he is going to be, you know, a first-round offensive lineman. And, I mean, we're really leaning now into the draft space with, the player player acquisition process of that all. Gray Zabel is one of those dudes who he is the test case of what the Senior Bowl does, right? You get up there and you have opportunities to be in front of NFL personnel, and the cream will rise to the top, as any football coach will tell you. He's looking like the cream right now.
That's one guy that, proof positive that if you have a good Senior Bowl, you make a lot of money. Because, it wasn't just like the nerds that or the draft experts or the scouts that were in. Once you get on that field with those guys and get it done, I mean, it's on.
North Dakota State has also become, over the last 10 to 15 years or so, a space where people are trying to find those diamonds in the rough because they are the preeminent FCS program.
Yes.
And so if you're going, if you're trying to just step below that level, like the best players in FCS are potential NFL prospects.
Yeah.
And so, and North Dakota State, to their credit, over the last, again, 13, 15 years or so have been
incredible
getting the very best FCS players.
Yeah.
Billy Turner, offensive lineman for the Green Bay Packers, came out of there. Carson Wentz, I know Trey Lance didn't quite work out, but they're getting talent out of North Dakota State, slowly but surely.
Yeah, and that's more, that feels like more of a development prospect too. Like they're getting dudes, they're keeping them for an extended period of time and develop them from maybe like a relatively raw prospect to dudes that can go into the NFL and provide something. The only other person that I could think of as a winner from the Senior Bowl, Jack Beck, the wide receiver from TCU, that ultimately he, you know, got the game winning touchdown and you know, won the MVP in that game. And of course, he, you know, this is a month after his brother passed away here in New Orleans on Bourbon in that you know, that terrorist attack. So yeah, it was, you know, a heartwarming moment for him to have that this weekend. When it comes to losers, I feel like the Pro Bowl probably pops up here.
Oh boy,
Pro Bowl games, rather, I should say. The Pro Bowl games did not. Did you watch a moment of it?
No.
I think we were on the road.
We were driving.
It, to be fair,
but zero. I mean, and when we stopped and outside of Lafayette, I looked at some stuff and I'm like, this is embarrassing. Figgy even, and it wasn't his fault. He's like, so what's the main event now?
Yeah,
we're like, I guess flag football game.
Well, I think basically what happens is all the Pro Bowl games, they add score, and then they bring it into the flag football game and that. But yeah, man,
hey, forgive me for feeling like the Pro Bowl is just like for the gram now. Like that, it's a social media event. It's not an actual athletic competition type of event. Well, but that's all it is. It's like. Hey, Nico Collins, go do a selfie video. That is all I've consumed from the Pro Bowl, is whatever the Texans and other teams have really put out from their accounts and people shouting out their hometown fan bases. Like that's the Pro Bowl, not the actual games. I'm like, I mean, I don't need to. I'd rather play dodgeball than watch Joe Mixon out there playing dodgeball.
Like, right.
I'm good on that.
Now, I will say that you speak about for the gram. It was a nice catch by Nico Collins, though. He did have a nice catch.
He did. And I only caught it because of the gram.
100%. Shout out to at Houston Texans on Instagram. But, yes, that was cool. My mom called me about it. She was like, yeah, I was watching this. And I'm like, okay, so this is what it's for. It's for people that are like.
Look at her watching the Pro Bowl.
They like sports,
look
but
at
it's
her
like you just had it on the TV. It's just something to have on the TV.
I'm for that.
Yeah.
Anything, even if it doesn't draw me in, if it'll bring in Reggie's mom or my mom or any of our moms, I'm down for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so and then winners, I feel like the winners, is we're going to have a lot of winning here in New Orleans this weekend.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, I'm hoping that's us.
Yeah.
That is Team 610, baby.
Winner.
Let's go out here and win it, though.
That's right. Yeah. So, man, those are the winners and losers of the weekend. Other than that, I feel like we're all in a good space. But coming up next, this is typically where we hand it over to Figgy Fig for the mixtape. And he says that he has a mixtape prepared.
Yeah, he does.
However, Figgy Fig is also responsible for making sure that Sports Radio 610 on Instagram has plenty of content. And he's doing that right this moment. So coming up next, we will see if Figgy Fig makes it back to host his own segment right here in the loop on Sports Radio 610.
Hey, it's Mark Schler of the Stinky Truth Podcast. The NFL playoffs are here, and I'll be breaking down every matchup as we get toward the big game. Join my co-host Mike Evans and I on the Stinky Truth Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.